hook pass. Stauskas eyes the three. Got the three. Nick Stauskas from downtown with his second triple of the night. That pushes Michigan's lead to 40-27. Rebounded by LeVert. LeVert into the front court. Alley-oop. Robinson. Oh, wow! That was a mid-court toss, and Robinson pushed it through to give Michigan a 59-47 lead, and the Chrysler Center is on its feet. Right back to Walton, drives baseline, hangs, builds it up, and a foul called on Leslie Smith. One more to come for the freshman who took control, made the hoop, and now earns a free throw to boot. Front court on the right wing. Left to right, top side for Horford. Bounce pass back door. Stauskas jammed it down. Boy, they move so well without the basketball, don't they? Around a screen from Morgan, a crossover. Lobs it inside for Morgan. Double team, finds it open. Stauskas for three, ring it up. That's what you want to see from Nick Stauskas. His 51st triple on the season. Pass to Decker. Left mid post, spins on Stauskas, blocked by Horford, grabbed by Stauskas, here comes Michigan right to left. Stauskas up ahead for LeVert, eyes to three, fires and knocks it home. What a shot by Caris LeVert, who's been the player of the game so far tonight. He's got 16, and Michigan grabs their largest lead of the night by 12. First time they've scored more than 62 since 2006. Stauskas, step back three, on the way, money! Nick Stauskas with a massive triple from the left side. Stauskas boasts 17 on the night. Three triples, and the Michigan lead is four. Quickly up the left wing for Appling. Drives, runs into Horford. No call. Grabbed by LeVert. Here comes Michigan right to left. They've got numbers. LeVert in a gallop. Leaves it for Stauskas. Ice to three. Bang! Costello drives. Blocked by Robinson. Grabbed by LeVert up ahead for Walton. Walton one-on-one with Trice. Leans in. Finger rolls. And down! And one! Now they have 52. Here's an alley-oop for Robinson. Oh! Like he's falling from the rafters to stuff it through. 26-20. 5 seconds to go in the half. LeVert in the front court. Clean look at a three. Got it! Caris LeVert took over the first half. 14 for LeVert in the opening frame. Behind the back dribble. Now fires for three. Oh, my! That was hot! And Michigan leads 59-52. Appling drives, scoops to the right hand, no. Pucked in the air, grabbed by Albrecht. Michigan right to left. Left-handed push pass for Robinson. Left corner, LeVert drives baseline, stuffs it through!
Tell you what, this team has got me excited, man. I mean, they're getting after it, and that's what it's all about.
They're blowing them out of the gym, 64-52. Seema dumps it with a hook pass inside. It's pulled out by Blackshear. Top side for Seema, gets a high screen from Jang. Seema penetrates, hook shot off the glass, no. Tipped out, grabbed by Michigan's Tim Hardaway. Hardaway fumbled it for a moment, now collects it, and hands to Trey Burke, the National Player of the Year. And the first in Michigan history since Kazee Russell, who is here in attendance tonight. Burke, underhand, tosses to Hardaway, left side of the floor. Hardaway to McGarry. A show and go, tosses back top side for Hardaway. Left wing for Burke in a scoreless early going. Burke drives on Seema. Hop step off the high glass and down. Pretty shot for the best player in the nation.
And you can expect Trey Burke to be ready to go. Some said it was a subpar performance. I disagree.
John Beilein bristled at that suggestion because he did so many other things well. Russ Smith against Hardaway. Takes it in the lane. A floater on the way. Crawled off. Tapped off the glass. Popped in the air and grabbed by Burke for the near side big corner. He'll sprint right to left for Michigan. Directing traffic. Bounce pass feed to Robinson. Back to Burke. A deep three on the way. Give me that.
Oh, my goodness.
Five nothing Michigan. 5-0 Trey Burke. Making an early statement on the largest stage in his career. Seema dumps it to Jang. 15-footer now left side. This jumper is through from the left wing for three from Wayne Blackshear. His 44th triple on the season.
And they talked about it in the pregame. Jang, an excellent passer.
Michigan easily breaks the Cardinals press. Hardaway with an alley lay in to the right side, blocked by Jang. Here comes Seema penetrating and fouled in the lane.
Louisville, so good in transition, as we talked about. They're going to go until you stop them. You have got to identify the ball early on.
We talked about Gorgui Jang and the block shots and his ability to alter shots. Now 81 blocks on the year, number 9 in a single season in Louisville history.
5-3 Michigan. Smith, right baseline leaner from 15, rimmed off. Rebound on the backside, controlled by Stauskas. Pressure comes, but he'll beat it with a right-handed dribble up the right sideline against Russ Smith. Spins away from pressure and tosses to Burke between the circles. Left wing for Stauskas. Drives baseline, weaves his way, topside feed, Hardaway for three, off the heel. Grabbed by Robinson. He'll pull it out with a fresh 35.
That's going to be big. Louisville is not a great defensive rebounding team. You have got to attack the glass, give your team extra possession.
They average 37 boards per game, Michigan at about 35. Hardaway, left wing, Stauskas. Puts it on the deck, sealed off there. Now to Robinson. Right wing for Burke with 16 to shoot. Against Russ Smith, around a screen from McGarry. Middle of the lane, leans in, double clutches and hits it. Such a tough shot. I was talking with Reggie Theus before the game, the former Sacramento Kings head coach, and I told him, you're going to love Trey Burke. He said, am I? I said, you better believe it. And these three possessions for Michigan proves it. Jang, left wing for Blackshear. Left mid post. Bohannon leans in against Robinson, pivots, tried an under hoop scoop but missed it. Jang with a rebound, bounce pass to a leaning Blackshear off the glass and through. Wayne Blackshear, the sophomore from Chicago, averages 7.5 points per game. He pulls Louisville back to within two. It's 7-5 Michigan. Hardaway breaks the Peyton Siva pressure with a left-handed dribble.
The Michigan coaches.
Siva's hurt. He's gripping his left knee and wincing in pain. Robinson on the right side. Left wing for Stauskas. Now to Burke. Burke with a rip through against Russ Smith. Gets a screen from McGarry. Weaves his way in the paint. Leans in against Jang. Missed the hook shot. Rebounded by Jang to Siva. Middle of the lane. Right side for Smith. Smith nearly out of control. Hangs and fills it up. Tied at seven.
Michigan wants to draw charges on Smith. But you've got to be willing to give up your body. You can't just swipe at him as he goes by you.
Burke lurches past the timeline with a right-handed dribble right wing for number one, Glenn Robinson. Robinson, 10 points and 6 boards in the win over Syracuse. To Burke, alley-oop for Stauskas. Knocked away by Jang. Loose ball scooped up by Siva. Siva breaks left to right for Louisville. To Smith. Smith pushes it in. Burke blocked the shot. Loose ball grabbed by Stauskas. Saved it from going out of bounds to Robinson. Middle of the floor for Burke. Burke, hesitation dribble. Crossover. Dumps it off. Robinson with a jam. But they're going to wave it off and call a foul before the dump-off pass from Burke.
Pretty fast pace, though, sir.
Absolutely. This is what we kind of expected. I expected a high-scoring game. People talk about the defense that Louisville was able to throw at the Wolverines. These two teams are averaging about 75 points per game. A timeout with 15:34. A lot of people have been tweeting right now, Dave Merritt, they're playing this on rollerblades. I think they might have to change their shoes at the half. Just kidding, of course, but that's how quick this pace is.
Definitely. Michigan's got to be aware of Louisville's ability to attack in transition. That's where they get a lot of their points. Like we've been saying, you want to stop the ball, but Michigan, any opportunity that it has to run, definitely want to use it.
Both teams go to their bench. For Louisville, it'll be Tim Henderson, the junior from that city. And for Michigan, it'll be Spike Albrecht, who had 6 points in 4 minutes in the win over Syracuse. Wolverines will inbound. Albrecht along the baseline. Feeds Stauskas in the corner, pulls it out with a left-handed dribble, and gives it for Albrecht. Albrecht pivots, runs the offense, left side for Hardaway, further on the wing for Stauskas, right to left for Michigan. Stauskas open for three, takes it, but misses it off the front iron. Boarded by McGarry in the right corner, tosses opposite wing for Stauskas, a drive, tried to shovel it for Robinson, tapped out of bounds off Louisville.
Interesting to see Coach Beilein trying to save Trey Burke's legs. Maybe thought the pace was a little too fast.
Rick Pitino probably felt the same thing with Russ Smith for a moment. Smith is back in there. Michigan will inbound. A leap jump ball for Robinson at midcourt. He grabs it and gives it back to Albrecht. Into the game for Louisville is Luke Hancock. He had 20 points in the win over Wichita State. Really good game. Albrecht open from the corner for three.
Why not? Why not?
Rick Pitino turns to his bench. We've got to cover that guy. He knows that Spike Albrecht can knock down that jumper right there. 15 of 29 on the year for Spike Albrecht from downtown.
He's also 6 of 6 in the tournament.
10-7. Jang, 15-foot jumper, good. He can hit that shot. That's definitely in his repertoire. He shoots 53%. His first bucket of the night, 10-9 Michigan.
And he's got skills, can pass the ball, can also hit that mid-range jumper.
Hardaway beats the Siva press. Behind the back dribble at the free throw line, inside to Robinson, off the glass and through. Double clutch, too. Glenn Robinson showing his athleticism. Michigan settling in nicely. They lead by three.
And against pressure, you don't want to just bring it across half court. You want to try to score.
Siva hesitates. Right side for Smith against Hardaway. Russ Smith directing traffic. Gets a screen. McGarry flashes high. Smith on a take. Bounce pass inside. And a jam by Shane Bohannon. The sophomore from Cincinnati brings Louisville to within one.
You've got to keep Russ Smith, Siva outside the paint. They're going to draw help, and then it's going to just be dump downs for dunks underneath.
Albrecht skips his way into the front court, left wing for Stauskas. Top side for McGarry, right wing for Robinson. Robinson, a bounce pass, finds Hardaway quickly to McGarry, turns, fires, and knocks it down. 8 feet jumper from Mitch McGarry. His first points of the night, and Michigan's lead is back to three.
And you like to see that type of patience on offense. You make your passes, hard cuts, and you can get open shots.
McGarry shooting 70% from the field in the tournament. Smith with the ball high above his head to Siva. His backcourt mate back to Smith. He'll take the jumper for three off the heel. Grabbed by Hardaway. Michigan will sprint right to left. Hardaway, middle of the lane. Tosses to Albrecht. Pull up jumper for three. Bingo!
Spike!
17-11. Albrecht has a half dozen on two J's, and Michigan leads by six.
How big has he been in this tournament?
Siva around a screen, slips it down the middle of the lane, tried the jam, no. They're going to call a blocking foul on Glenn Robinson.
And this guy is extremely athletic. To be able to jump like that off of two inside the lane, almost got that dunk to go.
Siva not seen as a really good outside shooter, only shoots about 40.5%. But boy, can he distribute, and is he good at anticipating passes? And a very good free throw shooter, the third best in the Big East at 86%. Trey Burke in, Stauskas out. McGarry sits for John Horford. John Horford's brother, Al, is here. His father, of course, his whole family is here. Al Horford watching his brother. He's over our right shoulder. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit before tonight's broadcast. Siva's second free throw rattles in. 17-13 Michigan. Here comes some full court pressure by Louisville. Michigan has the ball handlers to handle this, though, David. They've got Trey Burke, Spike Albrecht, and Tim Hardaway out there. Burke hunches over into the front court after beating that pressure with a right-handed dribble. And he'll work the left side of the floor.
And they want to keep the ball in the middle of the floor and keep it away from the sidelines.
Hardaway to Horford, right wing for Robinson. Horford sets a screen to free up Albrecht. Albrecht works, crossover dribble, penetrates. Along the baseline now. Pulls it back out to Hardaway. It jumps into a triple try. No. Rebound fought for inside. Horford pulled it away. He'll pull it out of there. Keep the dribble alive, and they'll call a jump ball, but it'll be Michigan ball. The possession arrow in favor of the maize and blue.
But great effort on that offensive rebound by John Horford.
Horford 4 points and a rebound in the win over Syracuse. Also set some really good high screens as Michigan inbounds along the baseline. Burke floats it all the way out into the backcourt. Horford tries to catch it, and he's fouled by Jang. They're going to call that foul, but they didn't call the foul inside, which is what Louisville fans are complaining about.
The Michigan's got to be careful. Go back to the Syracuse game.
Right.
On their inbound plays, throwing it near half court, they've had some close calls.
Well, they've told their players earlier this morning to the coaching staff, look, we need three outlets for our inbound. Burke thought about the three. Topside Albrecht. A deep three on the way. Ring it up! We got ourselves a new hero on the national stage, and his name is Spike Albrecht. 2013 Michigan.
Hey, if you're going to have a game of your career, why not the national championship?
Siva weaves his way. Middle of the lane, left-handed layup. Good. Pretty shot by Peyton Siva. He's being aggressive early on and nearly stole it on the inbound pass. Timeout, 11:41 left to go in the opening half. Spike Albrecht with 9. Already a career high for the freshman from Crown Point, Indiana. Stay with us. This is the Michigan IMG Sports Network. U of M point guards tonight. Albrecht 9, Burke 7. That means Michigan has 16 of their 20 points from their starting point guard position. This season, Coke Zero is helping you take your basketball fandom to the next level. We're talking high fives, chest bumps, and the occasional all-business man hug brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. Wolverines will inbound, leading by 5, 20-15, with 11:40 to go in the opening half of the national championship tilt. Burke past the timeline. Hancock guards him now on the far right side of the floor. Bounce pass finds McGarry, who's back in for John Beilein's club. Looks right. Between the leg dribble. Drives on Jang. Pump fakes. Fadeaway jumper. Short. Rebound Hancock. Hancock had four boards in the win over Wichita State, but it was all about his scoring. Hancock got Burke up in the air, threw it off the side of the backboard, and a bailout call to give him three free throws.
Not only that, I believe that's Trey Burke's second personal foul. He's massive.
It is.
And they talked about this when they went over the scout for Hancock. Does an excellent job of using his pump fake to get people up in the air and draw fouls.
Rick Pitino called him, first free throw is too long. Rick Pitino called him the toughest kid he's ever coached. From day one, he was made a captain on this Louisville squad. He's a transfer from George Mason. Second one on its way, good. But they were in the weight room, and somebody showed up late. More than one player showed up late, and Hancock ripped those players, even though he hadn't even stepped on the floor with them. And they all apologized to him. Right then and there, Rick Pitino and his coaches knew this guy carries some weight. Stefan Vantrese is in for Louisville. Hancock makes two out of the three. Louisville's within three. It's 20-17. Karis LeVert is into the ballgame for Michigan. Trey Burke sits down. Hardaway works against Smith. Pressure comes. Stops shy of the midcourt stripe. Now gets it passed with a dribble on the left side to Karis LeVert. Under 11 minutes to go in the half. Hardaway overplayed by Smith. A reach-in knockaway by Hancock and a steal. Luke Hancock picks up his 39th steal. Remember, Louisville averages 11 steals per game. They're 421 on the season as a new school record. Hardaway, the knockaway from Siva and a jump ball. That possession arrow in favor of Louisville this time. But the 421 steals are more than what the previous record was that was set by this same Louisville squad a year ago of 353. The only team in the NCAA that is ranked in the top 10 in steals in each of the last 3 years. Vantrese off the inbound to Russ Smith between the circles. Drives on Hardaway. Shovels it inside and off the fingertips and out of bounds by Montrezl Harrell, the freshman from North Carolina. And a turnover for the Cardinals.
But Smith and Siva are getting inside the lane.
Yeah, they are.
Too easy.
LeVert inbounds to Albrecht. Albrecht works against Peyton Siva. Up the right sideline in a jog. Rick Pitino orders Siva to get in closer on Spike Albrecht, who feeds Glenn Robinson. Robinson against Harrell. Bounce pass finds Tim Hardaway, left side of the floor. 10:13 to go in the half. Hardaway on a drive, and it's stolen by Siva. Siva into the front court. Bounce pass up ahead for Smith. He'll reverse layup. No. Loose ball grabbed by Vantrese. He'll pull it out. Throw it to Harrell. Left side for Hancock. And it hurts 35 for Louisville. Hesitation dribble. Right side for Siva. Not a good three-point shooter. Puts it on the deck with a left hand. McGarry flashes high. Now he retreats. Siva will attack. Lay it off for Harrell. Knocked away. Out of bounds. Off Karis LeVert.
Great hands by LeVert to save that layup.
Jang is in. Vantrese sits down. Fresh is Tim Henderson. And Siva gets a breather. Nick Stauskas replaces Tim Hardaway.
Michigan's got to find a way to get through this period. I'm sure John Beilein's going to try to get Trey Burke back in this game before the half.
20-17, a near steal by McGarry, but Dang was able to recover. And I put it on the deck. That's a double dribble. It sure is.
But it's the pressure. McGarry pressured him. It forces you to act quicker. And Jang turned it over.
Got him a little disjointed. Michigan stressed that. We can press too, you know. LeVert to inbound right in front of us. Lobs for Robinson. Robinson with a good catch and a handoff to Albrecht. Spike Albrecht right to left. Leading scorer of the game with 9. Leans in against Henderson. High floor. Good. First time Spike Albrecht has reached double digits in his Michigan career, and it doesn't get any bigger than this stage right here. 22-17 U of M.
He just gets in the lane. That was a very tough shot.
He's got half of Michigan's points. Smith on a take. Blocked by McGarry. Loose ball. scrambling for it is Albrecht and Robinson. Albrecht up ahead for McGarry. McGarry with a two-on-one down low. Right side for Stauskas. Corner three. Money!
Give it to me!
Yes, sir. 25-17 Wolverines.
Talk about these freshmen.
Hancock, ball high above his head between the circles. A drive on the right side. Looks inside. Tosses outside for Harrell. Harrell hands to Henderson. Back to Smith. Center circle. Smith on a drive. Leans in against McGarry off the glass. No. Tapped off. And LeVert grabs the rebound to Albrecht. Michigan spinning right to left. Albrecht with a right-handed dribble. Now between the legs. Works against Henderson. Crossover dribble. Now McGarry has it. Backdoor cut, Albrecht waits, leans, fouled.
Look at who Michigan has on the floor right now.
Well, they have five freshmen on the floor.
Freshmen.
And how appropriate is that, knowing that members of that Fab Five class are here tonight? They sure don't play like freshmen, do they? And that's the same thing they used to say about Jalen Rose and our friend Jimmy King. Albrecht at the line, rims out. Albrecht had gone 9 of 9 from the stripe. He's missed his last two. He needs to catch his breath a little bit. McGarry will watch Jordan Morgan trot in. McGarry thought it was for him. Instead, it's for Glenn Robinson.
I mean, what's wrong with this spike character? Misses his last two free throws. I mean, come on.
Get it done. Second one on its way, and it drops through. 26-17 Michigan. So it's Morgan, McGarry, LeVert, Stauskas, and Albrecht for Michigan. Peyton Sivas back in for Louisville. So is Wayne Blackshear with Russ Smith, starter Shane Bohannon, and Gorgie Jang. Siva, left wing, gets it right back, top of the key. Right side for Russ Smith. Back to Siva between the circles, 26-17 Michigan. Jang inside, Bohannon with an easy dunk. Somebody missed their defensive assignment that trip down. Too easy for the Cardinals. It's 26-19 Michigan.
Michigan actually went 2-3 zone there.
And a reach and foul on Russ Smith. Smith has a lot of steals on the season, 83. Siva has 87. That's a single season record. But Smith got a little greedy on that trip. He picked up the personal foul. The Wolverines lead by 7. A timeout with 7:45 to go in the opening half. 26-19, Michigan in front. Karis LeVert will inbound. Along the baseline with McGarry, Albrecht, Jordan Morgan, and Nick Stauskas. LeVert floats it to McGarry, fends off Smith, gives it back to LeVert. Now to the middle of the floor for Spike Albrecht. Michigan hasn't had a problem with the Louisville press. Albrecht works against Peyton Siva, the senior. A bounce pass finds McGarry, top of the key. Gives it up to Stauskas on the left side. Stauskas puts it on the deck, right wing for LeVert. LeVert had 7 big points against Syracuse. To Stauskas, on a drive, a kick out. McGarry fires from 16, off the glass and down. Pretty shot, and Michigan bumps the lead to 28-19.
And if he is consistently hitting that 15-footer, man, this offense is unstoppable.
NBA scouts are drooling right now. Siva turned it over. LeVert with a grab. Weaves his way right to left. Down the middle of the floor, and Siva hustles back to knock it away, but Morgan has a reverse layup too high. LeVert stays after it. He's got it, and he'll pull it out. Give it up to Albrecht with 6:50 to go in the half. 28-19 Michigan. Albrecht to McGarry. McGarry leans in, pivots, got Jang up in the air. Hook shot off the glass, no. Morgan with a rebound. Put back blocked by Jang. Safe from going out of bounds. Here comes Louisville left to right, but they'll slow it up.
But that's good work on the inside. Continue to work.
Smith found an alley. Takes it right at Stauskas, and they'll call a blocking foul.
And you always, always, always have to keep your eye on Russ Smith.
Such a dangerous player. He's only 6 feet, 165, but he's so quick.
Michigan talked about before the game, he's going to get his 18 shots up. You have to decide what type of 18 it is.
It's a great point. He also gets to the free throw line as well as any big man you'll find. 274 free throws attempted now for Russ Smith on the season. He shoots 81%, but he was terrible against Wichita State on a 5-for-12 effort. Made the front end and the second. Glenn Robinson and Tim Hardaway are back in. They join Mitch McGarry, Nick Stauskas, and Spike Albrecht. Hardaway to inbound baseline, feeds Albrecht, and he'll work against Tim Henderson, whose father swam at Louisville and his mother played tennis at the school. Albrecht into the front court, a bounce pass finds McGarry, top of the wheel. A ball fake, now a hand to Albrecht. Hesitation dribble, shoulder shake, a drive, a kick out. Robinson, corner three, blocked. Grabbed by McGarry, falling down along the baseline, fighting for it as they surround him, and they'll call a jump ball with a possession arrow in favor of Michigan.
How is that not a foul?
I don't know. He was undercut.
I could see if both players had equal position going for the ball, but McGarry was easily the first one to it.
12 on the Michigan shot clock with 6:06 remaining in the half. Michigan leading by 7, 28-21. Wolverines shooting 52%. Louisville 44%. Albrecht will inbound. Need some help. Hurry. Bounce pass to Robinson. They're going to call an over-the-baseline violation on Shane Bohannon. He stepped over that line.
And the coaches told the Michigan players, every time you inbound, make sure you remind the referees that the opposing player that is trying to prevent an inbound pass is over the line.
That's good coaching by Michigan, because that's what they told their players during the film session. Remind the referees that they have a tendency to jump over the baseline. That was the case right there. Hardaway will do the honors this time with 12 on the shot clock. He'll float it out to Albrecht with a catch against Russ Smith. Calls for a high screen, doesn't get it. Behind the back dribble. Forced to take a three. Oh, my! Come on! Spike Albrecht buried it for the fourth straight triple of the half, and Michigan has a 10-point lead.
My jaw is like on the court.
9 of 9 in the tournament. Smith with a take. A leaner from the baseline. No. Loose ball saved by McGarry to Hardaway, but a whistle and a foul on Louisville.